Watch, gas buyers react to steep prices in Virginia, it's killing me. By Amy Furr on August 13, 2021. Gas customers voiced their disappointment and frustration regarding soaring prices in Arlington, Virginia, on Thursday. It's killing me. It takes $60 to fill up the 2020 Camaro and it takes $52 to fill up my 2016 Chevy Malibu. A man named Tony, who is a Shell customer, told a reporter with Fox News, adding, "It's crazy." Consumer prices grew 5.4% in July compared to 1 year ago, mirroring the prior month's increase as the fastest since 2008, a recent Department of Labor report said, according to the outlet. Gas prices saw a 2.4% increase from June to July, the article read. The average price in Virginia, Thursday, was $2.98 per gallon, approximately $1 more than a year ago. However, gas at several Arlington stations was over $3 a gallon, the Fox report continued. This week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., reacted to President Joe Biden and his administration blaming the rising gas prices on an unstable global oil market after enacting policies to kill historic gains in domestic energy production, Breitbart News reported. "Dear White House, Texas can do this. Our producers can easily produce that oil if your administration will just stay out of the way," Abbott wrote on social media. "Allow American workers, not OPEC, produce the oil that can reduce the price of gasoline. Don't make us dependent on foreign sources of energy," he added. In July, Republicans began holding Democrats accountable for the record-breaking rise in gas prices across the nation, according to Breitbart News. The rise of gasoline and oil prices is being used to pressure Democrats going into the midterm elections, who are looking to use economic recovery as part of their messaging while they try to keep their very slim majority in both the House and Senate, the report said. Meanwhile, one customer in Virginia said he remembered when prices were much lower. "My reaction to the high prices is that, of course, like everybody else, I don't like it," Ivan told Fox. "I'm of an age to remember when gas was in the dollars, so inflation is really affecting us."